the floor to respond to the concerns raised by Germany and Panama. Germany would like to know the provisions taken by the government in the face of the expulsions of populations in certain parts of Abidjan. It is important to say that the operations that took place were, in principle, motivated to prevent natural disasters and regulate the anarchic occupation of land. There was a census of those persons that were affected by these measures with the participation of municipalities, and support measures by the government have been made. For example, providing financial assistance for relocating for each family, for the sum of about $415, the right to protect the rights of all those who have land tenures, and providing territorial land plots on the basis of the size of the family through a special contract, a rental contract. And after the end of this contract, the family becomes the owner of that land planted. Also, about $1,600 have been provided to all of those that had land plots in order to encourage them to build their own houses, and creating a special framework to provide support to unemployed young people. So 91% of those who were affected by these measures received support measures from the government that continues its efforts to take care of the remaining population. Now, in response to Panama, the measures taken by the state in light of discrimination, discrimination against the persons with albinism, I'll have to say that this question of protecting this group of the population against discrimination is a priority for the government as part of the national action plan in order to include people with albinism in the social economic fabric of the society. These persons are protected fully by the criminal code that sanctions any discrimination against this group of the populations. They have been classified as persons with disabilities, and persons with disabilities are protected by the whole range of national programs that are aimed at strengthening inclusion and national solidarity and social action. In addition, legislative measures and other steps translate the willingness of the government to ensure that vulnerable groups enjoy fully their rights. Subsidies are provided to organizations of persons with disabilities through recognized federations that manage the funds, and setting up of an inclusive educational policy that covers all children regardless of their specific needs, and policies of social economic insertion of persons with disabilities through recruiting each year dozens of persons with albinism since 2015, involving them in public office through special measures provided to persons with disabilities. I have to point out that this program covers more than 2,700 persons with disabilities, and the government continues its efforts to that effect. Now, on the second question by Panama related to the position of Côte d'Ivoire in terms of ratifying ILO Conventions 189 and 190, I'd like to say that my country has already launched the process that will lead to the ratification of the two conventions related to domestic workers and violence and harassment through draft laws that are now being reviewed by the Council of Ministers. As we await the ratification, the government is carrying out different training and information and public awareness sessions amongst relevant stakeholders and an inter-trade union committee exists on formal economy that focuses on the situation of domestic workers. Thank you.
Merci, Monsieur le Ministre.
Thank you, Minister Panama. Also,